DeepEnglish.com.
Free Falling. Active Speaking, Part B. Perhaps the absence of the other two passengers in the three-bank seat caused a helicopter effect, similar to the seeds of maple trees that spin to the ground in the late summer. What did the absence of the other two passengers in the three-bank seat likely cause? The absence of the other two passengers in the three-bank seat likely caused a helicopter effect. And what is that helicopter effect similar to in nature? It is similar to the seeds of maple trees that spin to the ground in the late summer. That, combined with an updraft of wind from the storm and the jungle canopy breaking her fall, helped her survive the fall from the sky. Did an updraft of wind from the storm help Julianne survive her fall from the sky? Yes, an updraft of wind from the storm probably helped Julianne survive her fall from the sky. How about the jungle canopy? Did it likely help break her fall? Yes, the jungle canopy likely helped break her fall. With a broken collarbone, a large gash in her right arm, and her right eye swollen shut, she made her way through the dense rainforest in search of help. Did Julianne suffer a broken leg? No, she suffered a broken collarbone. And was there a little cut on her right arm? No, there was a large gash on her right arm. And how about her left eye? Was it swollen shut? No, it was her right eye that was swollen shut. A handful of sweets was her only source of food. Eventually, she found a small creek. What was her only source of food? A handful of sweets was her only source of food. And what did she eventually find? Eventually, she found a small creek. At that moment, she remembered what her father, a biologist, had told her years before. If you follow a stream, it will turn into a bigger stream, and then a bigger one, and eventually a river. Follow the river, and you will ultimately reach a human settlement. Was Julianne's father a chemist? No, he wasn't. He was a biologist. And what did her father tell her years before? He said, if you follow a stream, it will turn into a bigger stream, and then a bigger one, and eventually a river. Follow the river, and you will ultimately reach a human settlement. Down the stream and to a river, she stumbled for days, braving poisonous snakes, insects, piranhas, and crocodiles. How long did Julianne stumble down the stream and to a river? She stumbled down the stream and to a river for days. Did she brave puppy dogs and cute little kittens along the way? No, certainly not. She braved poisonous snakes, insects, piranhas, and crocodiles. Maggots infested her arm and began eating her flesh. What infested Julianne's arm? Maggots infested her arm. And did Julianne begin to eat the maggots? No, the maggots began eating her flesh, the flesh of her arm. Hunger and thirst overwhelmed her, causing her to drink from the stream, while the harsh sun gave her second-degree burns on her skin. What did the overwhelming sensations of hunger and thirst cause Julianne to do? Hunger and thirst caused her to drink from the stream. And did she get a suntan? No, she didn't. She got second-degree burns from the harsh sun. By the 10th day, she could barely stand. Finally, she came across some loggers, who at first thought she was a mythical water goddess. What was Julianne barely able to do by the 10th day? By the 10th day, she was barely able to stand. And what did the loggers think she was when they first saw her emerge from the forest? The loggers thought she was a mythical water goddess. They quickly tended to her wounds and helped her back to the safety of the city. Julianne was the sole survivor of the crash. Did the loggers ignore her wounds? No, they didn't. They quickly tended to her wounds. Where did the loggers help Julianne to go? They helped her back to the safety of the city. And was Julianne the only person to survive the plane crash? Yes, Julianne was the sole survivor of the crash. How would you feel if you were the sole survivor of a plane crash?